Igor, you and I shall be at the very heart of a scientific enterprise that will change the world. We shall create a life out of death. It's alive.
Do you realize how significant this is?
Oh, I have an inkling.
I'm Detective Inspector Turpin. I'm here to investigate missing body parts.
I'm not sure what you mean, sir.
Are you not afraid to challenge the natural order, Mr. Frankenstein?
No, and it's Frankenstein.
We shall create a man after our own image.
Questions?
Well, you're welcome. I think it is time you met our monster.
It's alive. It's some bullshit, but it's alive. Oh, that Victor Frankenstein. Oh, with one of my favorite actors, Mr. James McAvoy. And you got that boy, that Harry Potter boy, Daniel Radcliffe. And I'm going to go ahead and give that plot synopsis now. I can't believe they're still making these fucking movies or whatever. But so I guess this is being told from, even though it's called Victor Frankenstein, I guess it's being told from Dan Radcliffe's point of view, who plays Igor here. But this movie opens up at a circus, and he's a clown, you know, hunching all that, whatever. I mean, his ass is sticking out, looking like he just got done twerking or whatever. That back is, like, deformed as a motherfucker. When I saw that, I was just like, I see why, whatever it is, because, you know, you see in the trailer, he doesn't have a hump at all, whatever. I said, I see why whatever they do in this film to get rid of that hump, they had to, because there's no way in hell I would have been able to pay attention to nothing else in this film seeing that man walk like that. I mean, it's convincing as hell. Shut up, phone. It's convincing as hell. So no doubt about it, but man, that shit just look awkward as hell. You know, you got Daniel Radcliffe here telling a story, and he finds himself heavily loving science, if you will. You know, the circus treats him like shit. So he ends up reading a bunch of books about it, and they show you about the anatomy and stuff like that. And they did a real, the director here, Paul McGugin, who done some terrible piece of shit. And also you got the writer Max Landis, who's also done some terrible piece of shit. So you got two pieces of shit coming together to make something decent, if they tried to do that or whatever, because I know damn well they didn't think they were gonna make something good with this. But Paul McGugin, he comes in with a nice little technique of showing the inside of anatomy whenever Diane Radcliffe, Igor, or James McAvoy's character in here, how they look at the body. And I thought that was a unique style, to say the least. But Victor Frankenstein, he goes to the circus, and this chick that, who the fuck was she played by? I'm blanking on the name. I keep blanking on the name. I think it was Jessica Brown Finley. That's right. That's who it was. And she's playing L'Oreal. There you go. Fuck, we're going to go with that. Maybe it's Maybelline. Yeah, that sounds good. And Dan Reckler's got a thing for her. She's in the circus doing she's the Flying Grayson female version, if you will. And I guess the rope just snapped and she fell and broken that fucking collarbone of hers again. And Victor Frankenstein's running around saying, oh, well, it looks like she's dead. And then Igor, he's just, well, Daniel Radcliffe, because he doesn't have a name at this point yet, he says, let me borrow your clock or your stopwatch or whatever. And he smashes on her collarbone and they bring her back to life before she even died somehow. And Victor Frankenstein was amazed with this, that this creature, if you will, could do such a great thing with science, because he thought outside the box of how to make her collarbone, I don't know, at least wake her up, if you will. And so he pretty much breaks him out of the circus. Next thing you know it, they're on a wanted list because, you know, some animal parts. Victor Frankenstein dropped something that was like an animal. I think it was a lion's claw or whatever, or something like that, because he pretty much collects dead animal body parts to, I guess, help create his creature, if you will. And one of the detectives in here, who tries to pull his Sherlock shit off. You got Daniel Mays as Barnaby, and Andrew Scott. That's right. You know, I was like, what the fuck is his name? Andrew Scott, who plays Inspector Turpin. Well, actually, it wasn't Barnaby. I think it was. I can't remember. But Andrew Scott was Inspector Turpin, who was, you know, the lead on this case, and he was going. He's a man of God, if you will. So he puts two and two together, and he says, it looks like a guy just freed a person or a creature, if you will, from this zoo because they were treating him like shit. But then he starts putting two to two together. There's been some missing body parts of animals. Someone's trying to play God, and I don't like this. So he puts them on a wanted list. But Victor Frankenstein, he says, you don't have a natural hump on your back. You just have a lot of fluid in there. I'm going to go ahead and fix this. But he didn't tell him that. He just kind of has this, and everybody knows, James McAvoy, that look in his eyes, that those lips, he could start to spitting when he's yelling and shit like that. And those eyes are getting watery as hell. And he just has this look in his eyes like he was going to fuck Igor in here. I was like, damn, dude. I gotta say, James McAvoy, you are one class act, man. You're probably one of the best actors we have for shitty movies like this because, my God, man, you were cheesing this. He chewed up scenery like a motherfucker, but. And then he attaches some things to help him stand up on his posture, so attaches to his chest and back and stuff like that. And he pretty much just fixed Igor. He told him, please shower up, clean up, you're my new assistant, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. So they spend the rest of the movie pretty much trying to create life. While meanwhile, he gives him the name Igor because there was another Igor, but apparently he died or went missing. No one knew where he was. And later in the film, we find out, yeah, he did die. And Victor Frankenstein kept his ass on ice and took his eyes and shit like that. Why just don't bring him to life? Like, I don't understand why he's taking body parts of other animals or people or something like that. Why he just don't find a dead body like Igor was and just bring that back to life. I don't see why you need a fucking creature, but either way or whatever. It's not here or not there. But the new Igor and Daniel Radcliffe, he starts checking up on L'Oreal, whatever the fuck you want to call her name is, and she's smitten by him, but you know, she kind of questions Victor Frankenstein when they go to this party, and he is just a chewing scenery up in this fucking party, man. He's talking about how some people are stupid and they don't see what they see. I mean, there's even a part where her and L'Oreal and Daniel Radcliffe, Igor, are looking over a balcony and he's walking, leaving this crowd after pretty much insulting a bunch of people. And they're like, oh, I never, whatever. And then he's like, yeah, well, he's one of a kind. And then he just pops up out of nowhere. And even Igor had to go, Victor, where did you come from, whatever. And he's just like, because she's saying, oh, Mr. Frankenstein. He's like, Frankenstein. Yes, Frankenstein. It is alive. I was like, what the fuck? It's almost like everybody else is trying to play this like it was some serious steampunk period piece. And James McAvoy knew exactly what the fuck he is. It's like, this shit's silly. I mean, it's almost as silly as I, Frankenstein. So come on now, y'all. Stop playing this shit up. But because I gotta say right now, so the next, you know, they get hired by what was this guy's name? It was Finnegan in the movie, played by Freddie Fox, and you know, he's saying, hey, I've seen you bring that monkey to life and stuff like that. So what if you could build more, but people and stuff like that? I'll fund whatever you need, and you just come to my place in Scotland because the cops are after you now, and you have nowhere to work and stuff like that. So that's pretty much the end of the movie. I mean, you know the rest of the movie. We real Frankenstein. There you go. But I gotta say, a lot of people are shitting on this movie, and rightfully so. But this movie does have a lot of great potential in it. A lot of great ideas thrown in here. They just seem to fall flat on their ass and go nowhere. One particular thing I thought, we have Inspector Turpin here, Andrew Scott, and his whole belief with God, he gets taken off the course because he's literally, there's a scene where he breaks into Victor Frankenstein's house with a whole mob and everything and pretty much tries to destroy everything he has. And they tell him, you didn't have a warrant to break in there. And he's just like, we don't care. You're off the case. You need to leave this alone. Matter of fact, you're suspended as well. But he starts getting worse throughout the film. He's just like, this is an act of God, and God will not allow this. You can't play God. Like, the religious thing with him gets serious. And I love the conversation he does have with James McAvoy, Victor Frankenstein, in here, because he starts pissing Frankenstein off, where he's just like, No. You go ahead and believe in something that you can't see or something like that, but I can create life. I can do what no other man can do because my legend. Okay, and then he shuts his mouth because he's like, I can't tell him I created something. But so that was one good aspect. The beginning of the film, I was actually intrigued with it as well. I want to say maybe a good 20 to through 40 minutes in there. I was finding myself involved with it as well. The relationship that Daniel Radcliffe and James McAvoy had in the film, I thought was good. The problem with that, though, is James McAvoy is, and we all know Daniel Radcliffe to be a good actor, but James McAvoy is so chewing up scenery and on screen so much that whenever Igor is on screen, James McAvoy is just stealing whatever. Matter of fact, everyone else in this movie is kind of forgettable because of James McAvoy, because whenever he interacts with everybody, could have just a nice calm conversation, but as soon as James McAvoy steps on the scene, you forget that those other people are there, because this guy's in the camera, in the camera's face, spitting all over the place. I mean, his obsession in this film with trying to create life was damn near amazing. And that's for a shitty movie too. Okay. But we later find out that because this is kind of a prequel in a way. And people's like, how is this a prequel? We see Frankenstein in the trailer, but it's not the Frankenstein monster. It is a experiment that they tried out, and that Victor Frankenstein realized, this is not alive. This is an abomination. I have to kill it myself. Another thing I did like in here is I liked that it wasn't just that Victor Frankenstein is crazy. Excuse me, why he had to create this. No. It's not because he's crazy, but it's because there's a story of him going into I forgot what it was, the mountains and stuff like that. And there was a pocket watch of his that he kept. It had Henry Frankenstein in it, and it was his brother that he told Daniel Radcliffe. He didn't tell him who it was. Daniel Radcliffe kind of figured this out on his own. Daniel Radcliffe told him, you're only trying to create life is because you're trying to, you felt like you took in a life, and now you're trying to feel like as if by you bringing people back to life, it'll make you feel better about your brother. And Victor, I love it because he looks at him with those watery eyes and just like, no, my friend, no. I am creating life because, I forgot what it was he said, but I think he said pretty much that he's creating life because, something about balancing the scale. A life was taken, a life should be brought back. Something like that. And plus, you know, he also said that he wants to create a world without fear. I want to see a man that was murdered defend himself in court after being brought back to life. And you know, I thought that was a cool little concept, at least in the background story of telling it. And, you know, they tried to do some great Gatsby shit in the beginning of this film by when they first show Victor Frankenstein, Daniel Radcliffe asks him, who are you? And he just turns around, nips his hat, and then the screen just freezes, and it does like some video game shit here where the screen just goes like some burned up paper, and it just says Victor Frankenstein. He just looks at him and walks away. They did that shit at the ending, and I was just like, God damn, are we seriously going to end like that too? That's some cheesy shit right here. Because Victor, after, you know, they create the monster and everything towards the end of the film, and, you know, that good old Andrew Scott comes in, and he gets murdered, obviously, by Frankenstein the monster, because he's, like, trying to pull this church shit with him. He's like, you are an abomination of God, and by the power of Christ, the Christ compels you, bitch, you know, and shit like that and all that, but he gets end up murdered, and there's even a scene beforehand, you know, before they even attack Victor Frankenstein, the monster itself. James McAvoy just kind of look at him and is like, you're not alive. Though I guess the way he envisioned alive is, so they end up just killing this thing and, you know, stabbing him pretty much in the heart twice. They get their ass whooped doing it. Daniel Radcliffe wakes up. Somehow, L'Oreal managed to get her way up there. and they find out that, you know, Victor Frankenstein is gone. He left a note saying, pretty much, you know, you are my dearest friend, Igor, and maybe one day I will call upon you again to assist me in some more future work, because clearly this one was a failure. I now see the wrongs of my ways. And then you see him writing in his notebook, and he's drawing another Frankenstein monster, but this time with a brain. And he's just like, ah, so this was a prequel. And then he just stands up, and then the screen just goes back to that same video game shit, and then it says Victor Frankenstein. I was like, Jesus Christ. But you know what? As silly as that was, in this movie, I can see James McAvoy pulling some shit like that, though. I mean, this dude is charismatic as fuck, and he knew exactly what he was, and he was having a good time. Everybody else, I gotta say, is damn near forgettable. Damn near forgettable. I said there's some good things in here, but this shit is silly as fuck. It actually goes nowhere. The relationship with Jessica Brown Findlay and Daniel Radcliffe, I thought was a snooze fest, because that shit was stupid, made no sense. You always had a good heart and everything. Hump and all. It's like, bitch, why you didn't talk to him before then? Shut up. Don't give me this bullshit. You know good and goddamn well you wouldn't have talked to that clown hunchback of Notre Dame looking motherfucker. Come on now. But now all of a sudden he can stand up straight and cut his hair and shave and shit. Oh yeah. Of course. I've always thought you've had a heart. Fuck off, bitch. I thought that was just a little ridiculous. They could have easily took that shit out. And even there's a lot of scenes that kind of just pop up and go nowhere. Because I think a lot of editing, I wouldn't say it was bad, but it was really fast on quick cuts. It would just get to one scene to another. And it kind of really had no lead up or build up to anything. It was just either, we've done this, Igor. Let's go celebrate. Let's go to the here and there and stuff like that. And as much as I do like the concept of Andrew Scott here with his, you know, his whole God religion thing, it kind of amps up even more out of nowhere as well. I mean, it's a gradual build, I will say that, but he turns kind of fiendish in a way for no reason, because at first he's playing it really cool. I don't know if it's just because he knew that Victor Frankenstein was creating life before, which is the reason why he went crazy, but it did kind of come out of nowhere of his obsession. I mean, Victor Frankenstein's obsession was from start to finish. It's just gold. Matter of fact, his obsession is one of the best things of the film, is because he's like, no, I don't give a fuck. He's like, fuck friendship, fuck all that, whatever. This is what I'm going to do. My name will forever be remembered. I'm going to be a legend. But as far as Andrew Scott's character here, his obsession was kind of stupid and weak. And obviously, everybody knows I'm not religious, so I don't care. But I thought that aspect of it was cool. They had a lot of arguments about science over religion. I thought that was cool. James McAvoy was great in this film as far as cheesing it the fuck up and at least giving you something to laugh at or shake your head at. And everything else, it was either bland, cliched. We've seen it in Frankenstein before. It tries to be as if it's something different, but then just falls flat on his ass and just goes right into back into being just another typical Frankenstein movie that either has no brain or no heart to go off of it. So I didn't hate this movie like a lot of other critics did, but I did see all the flaws that people were talking about. But I did say that this movie, it wasn't a complete fuck you. It had something in it. Plus you had a terrible director and a terrible writer on here, so I mean they clearly just had nothing to work with in the get-go, because the last thing Max Landis did was American Ultra. That should tell you about his fucking writing. That movie was fucking dog shit. So I think I'm leaning towards a low stream it area. I think that maybe if I saw this at home, maybe I would probably be a little like, oh, okay, whatever. I mean, it was something I didn't walk out hating, but it was something I didn't walk out loving. I kind of just ended up shaking my head and just going like, God damn, James. Why is your fucking eyes always watery and shit? I literally think he does cocaine before he goes on sets or something, but I'm going to go low stream it, yeah. So the only thing that needs to be alive next time, Mr. Max Landis, is your fucking script, because this shit sucked ass through a straw.
It's alive. So that's rather obvious. You have the chance to be part of something.
Of what?
Being electrocuted?
Chased by monsters. And hunted by the police.
Well, if you're going to concentrate on the dark side...
Be careful, Mr. Frankenstein. You toy with wrathful forces.
cannot argue with that.